The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, November the 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving. I hope you had a very nice day and you made a lot of good memories. And yeah, now we're into the Christmas season. I guess Christmas officially starts now, the Christmas season.
I start Connie decorating
Shea.
Today.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to talk about a Christmas bazaar in just a minute. But Connie Shea is with us. And you're here to tell us about the barn quilts.
The barn blocks, yes.
Barn blocks. Quilts of Boonslick.
Barns of the Boonslick, yeah. Yes. Well, you know, Paul, many, many successful programs start with one single idea. Mm-hmm. This all started with a lady in Ohio who decided she wanted to honor her mother, who was a master quilter. And she thought and thought, and she decided, well, I think I'll paint a quilt block on our big barn to remember my mom. Mm-hmm. She started telling her friends about it, and it took her a year to get back to hers because they all wanted one. One of our group, we're the Boonslick Area Tourism, one of our group was going through Ohio, picked up a brochure and said, that might work in our area. We cover Howard, Cooper, and Saline counties, and we have a lot of old barns, and we have a lot of history. We'd like to bring people in to see the history. So we said, hey, maybe we can do this. We scrounged up enough money. We joined the group, which gives us the right to use the official logo, and we are the Barns of the Boonslick.
Okay, so what happens with Barns of the Boonslick?
Well, first thing we did was to drive through all three counties on every hard surface road.
So what counties again?
Howard, Cooper, and Saline.
Okay, you're not in Boone County.
No.
Okay.
You're not Boonslick. We're okay. Boonslick.
Okay. Howard, Cooper,
Cooper,
and Saline.
Right. All right. And first thing we did, it has to be on a hard surface road because we figure tourists are not going to drive gravel roads.
Right.
So
okay.
We got on the hard surface roads. We took a little Polaroid camera and a plot map, and every time we saw a barn that an 8-foot square quilt block would go on, we took a picture, plotted it out. Then we wrote a letter and said, how would you like to have a quilt block on your barn?
You wrote to the owners?
Wrote to the owners. We sent out 120 letters and got about 60 answers back. Our goal is to have 60 of these by the time we finish. We're up to 40.
And how many years have you been doing that?
3.
In 3 years, you've done 40 barns?
Yes.
So
yes.
Obviously, 60 owners of barns were excited about it.
Well, I have to say, in my county, two of the barns we took pictures of have fallen down.
Oh.
But we picked up others. And yes, they are excited. It's like a virus. Somebody sees one and they say, I like that. I want one of those. And we say, okay, well, come and talk to us. What we do is we talk to the owners. We try to let them pick out a pattern that means something to them and the colors. And then we draw them on 8-foot sheets of aluminum, pre-primed professional grade aluminum, paint them, and then we have somebody with a big bucket truck help us put them up.
And do you ladies put them up yourself?
No, we have one of the husbands gets in the bucket truck and goes up and puts them up.
Okay, so the ladies don't do it.
No, well, we paint, and well, I draw most of them, and then ladies in the different counties paint them. And then once we get them painted, they take them to the barns.
And do they stay up then indefinitely on the barns?
So far, so good. We haven't lost any yet.
That's wonderful.
Now, and they're very sturdy, very attractive. Our goal is to bring tourism off of the Interstate 70 and get them into our three counties where they learn about our history.
So how can people, if somebody's listening to us, if they decide that they've got a barn and, hey, I'd like to have a quilt on my barn, what can they do?
They can call me. The best thing they can do is we've got this wonderful brochure, which we reprint every spring to keep it updated. We have a website, www.boonslicktourism.org.
Okay, www.boonslicktourism.org.
And it's even more up-to-date than the brochure because as soon as we get a new block up, we take a picture and it stops on the website.
All right. Connie Shea, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Now I want to turn to Emily Carroll and Diane Ludwig, right?
Yes.
We're not going to say Diane Burry. We're going to say Diane Ludwig.
Yes, thank you.
Why? And you're here from the Court Street United Methodist Church in Fulton. And your big bazaar, the Christmas bazaar, is coming up next weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you had Thanksgiving yesterday, and probably while you were doing all that cooking and eating, all you could think about was the bazaar.
Yes, because I have more turkeys to cook so that we can make our famous turkey salad.
Okay, so that will be at the bazaar?
Yes, and that's not just any bazaar. This is our 60th year of this bazaar.
Oh,
yes, okay. We're very excited about that.
So what kind of defines the Court Street United Methodist Church Bazaar from all the others?
It's a long-standing, traditional.
60 years.
60 years we've been doing this.
And you have your famous turkey salad.
Salad.
And chili. Vegetable beef soup. We have the soup ladies that come in on Thursday, chop all the vegetables, then we fix the soup. There's quite a production that goes into this.
So how many ladies are working to make this all successful?
Men and women. We'll have somewhere between 60 and 70 volunteers.
Oh, so
involved.
You let the men work too?
Yeah.
We do.
Oh, yeah. They
make the chili.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they make the chili.
They make the chili.
You're roasting the turkeys.
Yes. Yes.
So how many turkeys are you roasting to
do? Five.
Five turkeys to make the turkey salad sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Now, besides all the good food that you have, what have you got going on at the bazaar, besides the food?
All kinds of booths, Christmas booth where you can come get all kinds of Christmas decorations. We have a woodworking booth where one of our longtime members has reworked some things over the years. He makes little woodworking things
so
with
all
the
of
kids.
This is one of a kind. These are all unique items that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else except at your bazaar.
Right.
Yes, we've had work nights going on. We have more coming up, trying to get everything ready for the bazaar.
How many different items do you think that you have? Total number of items.
Well, there's food items. We've got all the cakes and pies and
cookies.
We do cookies by the pound. So you can come in and say, I want three of those and two of those and six of those, and we'll bag them up and weigh them, and then you can buy them by the pound.
Yeah.
And you can buy the cakes, too?
Sure.
Yeah.
And you can buy pies, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Candy, divinity.
You've got everything, don't you?
We try.
Well, now, what if somebody wants this turkey salad that you're touting here? Can they come in and buy a pound of turkey salad?
If we have some left over,
okay. We do to-go orders.
We do. We do a lot of to-go with the soups, and so, we do.
Okay, so what time do you start?
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning
until
4. Is it one day only?
Yes.
Yep, just
and
that
the
day.
Christmas parade goes right by the church at about 1:30-ish. Mm. So you can come down, have lunch, do your shopping, step outside, look at the Christmas parade, and then come back in and see what is the highlight of this year's bazaar. Because we put groups together and said, what can we do to celebrate 60 years of this bazaar? So we came up with the idea of decorating one Christmas tree for each decade the bazaar has been around.
Wow.
So we're going to have a 1950s Christmas tree and a 60s and a 70s and an 80s. And the 2000 Christmas tree is going to be decorated so that you can purchase it. I mean, we'll have bids on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you ladies have got everything going. So it's a Court
Tell
Street,
us about it.
Court Street United Methodist Church Bazaar next Saturday, December 1st, same day of the Christmas parade in Fulton.
Yes.
I wish you the very best, and
thank you so much for coming by. Thank you.
The day after Thanksgiving and sharing a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Paul. Right,
you're welcome. Monday, Missouri Cures and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.